I am joined once again by Pete Baker from Life Church Lancashire. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Hi, Nathan. I'm good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. And happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter. Yes.
Yes. And thank you so much for joining me once again. Do you want to dive right into today's breakfast bite?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I hope everyone's had a great Easter weekend. Maybe had too much chocolate. Maybe had a good time with friends and family. Hopefully been to a Good Friday or Easter Sunday service. And I'd love to just read a scripture to you this morning. This is Isaiah chapter 53 that really focuses us on the events of the Easter weekend. I remember actually being in a school years and years and years ago, and I just simply read the crucifixion account, which obviously is really stark, really brutal. But you could hear a pin drop. The students were so engaged in this reading of the crucifixion account. So I'm not going to read the crucifixion account, but I'm going to read a prophecy that was written hundreds of years before Jesus. You know, there's so many prophecies in the Old Testament about the kind of king that would come, the kind of leader, the kind of Messiah, the Christ that would come. We see Jesus fulfill so many of these Old Testament prophecies. We want to read Isaiah 53. It's just a bit of a Easter reflection for all of us. It says this: "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and will be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a great portion amongst the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors." Such a powerful prophetic word spoken by Isaiah, like I said, hundreds of years before Jesus lived. But as we see the events of the Easter weekend, we see those events come to pass in Jesus's life. This son of suffering, this man of suffering, he was pierced for our transgressions, whose wounds brought healing to the nations. And of course, we have this confidence, this confidence that comes from Easter, that death is not the end. You know, Good Friday is where these events came to pass. But we know that Sunday happened just a few days later. Early on that Sunday morning, they came to the tomb to find the tomb empty and to find that he was risen. He's alive. We're certainly excited as a local church to be looking at the resurrection stories as we do a course together called Alive, looking at the resurrection accounts and the people who encountered Jesus and were transformed by their encounter with the risen Christ. And we're Easter people, aren't we? We're resurrection people. We believe in the death of Jesus that brings life to all. But we also believe that he rose, that he defeated the power of sin and death, and that we can be resurrection people, Easter people. And so my hope and my prayer for each one of us is that as we reflect on the events of this Easter weekend, that we reflect on the events of our own lives, where there's sorrow, where there's emptiness, where there's pain, where there's rejection, where even maybe there's death and bereavement, that we would know the hope, that we would know the love, we would know the joy, we would know the victory, we would know the life that comes in this Easter story, this Easter weekend. So that's my prayer for you, that you would know the transformational love of God this Easter. And even on this Easter Monday, that you'd be reminded of the story and reflect on the story of who Jesus is and what Jesus can do in and through your life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Pete. What I love about that is in Isaiah, the prophecy is written so many years earlier. It does. I mean, if you want evidence of God's promises, there it is.
Yeah, incredible. Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely incredible. Yeah, yeah. And again, like Jesus says, for those who have eyes to see, they can see it. You know, you can see it's all there, all the evidence for people who are looking for evidence. You know, the resurrection, the evidence for the resurrection is so compelling. So again, for any of our listeners, the resurrection is either the greatest hoax in human history or it's the greatest miracle in human history. And the evidence would suggest the latter, that it's the greatest miracle in human history.
Mm.
That the body wasn't stolen, the body wasn't hidden, that Jesus rose from the dead. That is the best possible explanation of all the evidence that we have, of all the facts that we have around the Easter story. So yeah, for anyone considering the Easter story, I'd challenge you to look at the evidence and see Jesus is alive. That's what the evidence points towards.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard of so many people setting out to either disprove the resurrection or write a book to disprove it and end up believing it. Because they look at the evidence on both sides and they are convinced and compelled to believe that Jesus truly is risen.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. I think they call it like the argument of minimal facts. So the fact that Jesus lived is indisputable. So every historian believes Jesus existed.
Yeah.
So there's no debate there. Jesus died. There's no debate there. Again, every credible historian would say, well, the evidence for the crucifixion is very strong, and that Romans knew how to kill people. The Romans were very good at crucifying people, and people didn't survive a crucifixion. So Jesus lived, Jesus died, and then when they went to the tomb, there was nobody there. So then the evidence points towards, well, it's either the body was stolen, which has never been found, you know. So if the body was stolen, where is it? Or hidden? Again, at some point, all those disciples that hid the body when their own lives were in danger for their faith, at some point would have said, okay, no, we hid it. You know, it was a hoax, it was a lie. Yeah. But all of those disciples died for their faith. Some of them died by crucifixion too. And then, of course, the centuries, the millennia of people experiencing the risen Christ in their own lives, like me, like you, like many of our listeners, will have had their own encounter with the risen Christ that says, well, he's alive 2,000 years ago and he's still alive today and he's coming back. So that's the minimal facts. He definitely lived, he definitely died, and there definitely was no body in the tomb, you know.
Yeah.
And so give us a better explanation of the facts. Because the best explanation seems to be that he rose from the dead.
Mm. Yeah, such great stuff there, Pete. And thank you so much for bringing us today's Breakfast Bite.
Nice one. Have a great day, everyone.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online, and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.